You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Journey. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Not at the moment. I needed your service yesterday and I had a significant problem. And I ended up getting my own tow truck because your service basically failed me. And I'm trying to get, I need to get reimbursement. So can I, what do you need from me? I called yesterday at about 3:30 p.m. and it's on this number, this cell number. So I know, by the way, I'm an agent for Mercury. So I know exactly how your roadside processes work. And unfortunately, I've been having a really hard time with the service over the last couple of months. And now it happened to me personally. So I'm not a real happy camper, but I'm trying to keep that separate right now. So what do you need from me to get to my phone call yesterday? This is the phone number. It's all been recorded. And I'll give you the scenario what happened. I called at approximately 3:30 to file to get a claim. I needed a tow. My car was stranded. And she talked about 5 or 6 minutes verifying my coverage. You know, I know the process, policy number, VIN number, all that. She verified coverage. I was on hold for 55 minutes. Okay. I didn't hang up because I'm like, I guess I'm just supposed to hold. She finally comes back on and says, I am still searching for a tow. I said, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, or it's been an hour. Okay, since the original call. She said, I'm doing the best I can. So I said, well, I'm gonna hold on for maybe 10 more minutes. So she calls me back and says, I finally found a tow. They can be there in 2.5 hours. So that's 3.5 hours from my original call, which is flat out, I can't do that. So I said, I'm gonna call a tow company on my own and get my car towed to my repair shop. So I called, the very first company I called was at my vehicle within 25 minutes. So I need to know who do I speak to pay this $300 bill.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
My first name is Will and my last name is Schwenning, Schwenning.
Okay, we're just a dispatch department, so we don't handle the reimbursement consideration. I would have to transfer you over to Mercury to be
You're like,
reimbursed.
okay, yeah, just let me, I've done them in the past for my clients, and this is no disrespect to you, because I know you're only the dispatch, but this service is completely not working, okay? This is the fourth time in the last month and a half where my client has called, they're on hold for an extremely long time, and then it's astronomical time to get a tow truck there. Now what's happened to me personally, and I sell your product. I'm a broker, okay? So I'm not happy right now, and it's something that you guys either, your company has to fix it, or Mercury needs to find another company that represents you, because I sell you, and I sell your product as a roadside, which is just, you flat out can't sell it. That's just not, that's completely unacceptable. 3.5 hours, and if it would have been a female or my daughter or somebody stranded in a, you know, an area, I was luckily I was not in that situation. This is completely unacceptable. So I need to speak to somebody, and I know I have to email it all, and maybe if I can just go to a supervisor. How about that? Can you get me directly to a supervisor right now? Would be great.
Yes, I am the supervisor of the dispatch department.
Oh. No, I don't think the dispatch is who I need to talk to. I don't think you can help me. I need to speak to somebody because I know in the past I've had to get out of the dispatch and speak to a different part of your company to get reimbursements and also situations like this. So I just need where I have this.